What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back into the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Mike D'Antilier along with Steve Gyella. We are here for weekend kickoff. Going to be here throughout the football season. Plenty of action at the Game Bar and Grill Hill, Mike, from, you know, the TVs having whatever you want to see sports-wise to right next door to us. You got the sports book. You can place a wager on whatever you'd like.
Yeah, that's normally booked up when we come in here. But once the games start for real, we'll have a lot of people kind of waiting around to, got a Coca-Cola or two on the game, that sort of thing. And I think we got the Cannon on with us now. Steve?
KJ Cannon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Bobby's Notebook brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. How's the West Coast been treating you, Bobby?
Well, the weather's awesome. You know, it's amazing, though, how the it was so much nicer even in Irvine than in Carson, because I guess the closer you are to the ocean, the cooler it is. I'm not saying it was hot today, but they got a lot of work done, and our defense better play awesome because it seems like both offenses are struggling. I can tell you right now, just being objective, that if Matthew Stafford can't play for the Rams, they're not doing anything.
I agree.
Jimmy Garoppolo, he needs to retire. He might be stealing money right now.
That bad, huh, Bobby?
He was inaccurate. I was shocked how inaccurate he was. Bennett was better than him, but not much Bennett better. I'd say both defenses won, but overall, I think our players who you expect to make plays, made plays. Chase Young, is dominant. He'd have had like three sacks. He had three pass breakups. And then looking at DeMario Davis, he's flying around like it was definitely game day for him. So he was dominant. But the one, and thinking about it, he wasn't even on our team. You know, he's been awesome 2 days in a row. He has like three picks, like Blackman, the safety. And just making plays and just what he's able to do. I think he's going to make a big difference on defense. But I think looking at the Rams, the only period they got maybe the best for our defense is not necessarily good. It was in 2 minutes at the end. I could see them game planning. And they're going to try, we're going to play the Rams down the road. We started out pretty good against Devontae Adams, but at the end, he was able to get the better of Kool-Aid. And then Puka Nacua, you look at him, they had like plus 20, plus 15. That was their best period. But like Jimmy G started out like 0 for 5.
Yow.
In practice. So, we were getting after him but it was bad at passes. Our defense playing a lot of emotion. Right at the beginning, like third play, Ugo dropped an interception. You got to make those plays and you have a chance to interception. For instance, I think we had a chance to have four picks and we caught two out of the four. And Rico Payton dropped one. And then you look at it, and you want everybody, when you have a chance to make a play, you got to make a play to get, you know, the coach's attention. And I was saying, whoa, now he got to catch that. It looks like maybe Bennett was duck hunting. This thing looks like the ball was end over end like a kickoff, and he didn't get hit.
Quack, quack.
I don't know if it just flew out, slipped out of his hands, and you don't want to get a pass defended. And I was like, come on, we got to catch this. And Jordan Howland did come up with the interception. But yesterday, looking at practice, I thought he came out with one of the best practices since he's come back to the Saints was Brandon Cook. He had a nice, nice catch on play today would have been about a plus 25-yard gain. And, you know, they go into, like, special teams. Groupie has still only missed one field goal attempt, and that was in the rain. I don't know if I've ever seen a kicker, even Martin Annis is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that the only miss so far, like, one kick in training camp. So hopefully that bodes well, that it could be automatic like he's been, in practice so far in training camp. But looking like Rattler ran with the ones today. I was mainly watching. Jeff was out there, and Deuce was kind of, there are two practices going on at one time. So I was focused on the defense. Deuce is trying to do both of them. Jeff was on the offense. And it looked like Rattler ran with the ones. And I tell you, we cannot run the ball up the middle. And it was so – I was talking with Jeff and everything, and it's just so frustrating because the only chance they have right now is maybe they might pop one outside, but up the middle, they ain't blocking nobody. They ain't getting it done.
Yeah.
And so Rattler was with the ones, and you could see even when they couldn't run the ball, they're trying to utilize. That's why it's going to be so important that he stays healthy, Juwan Johnson. He had about six catches on the day, and then the play of the day, and this is great yards after the catch. You can see the speed. Chuck hit Mason Tipton on an over route. It wasn't a bomb, and that would have been a 60-yard touchdown. And then Rattler hit Rashid later on for, like, 50-yard touchdown. But I would say the Rams probably did better in the red zone than the Saints offense, but the Rams could not put, like, two first downs in a row. But it was really frustrating not being able to run the ball. When you look at stud running back and Kyron Williams, no, he can hit it and get it.
Yeah, he can.
No, DeMario Davis stuffed him, a couple of times. You know who played awesome against the run? Nathan Shepard. Looking along with, I talk about Chase Young making plays all over the field. They have one cat. I would say, well, the number two best, not Tony Kyron Rims and Alvin Kamara. I said if he was on our team, for sure he'd be the number two running back. Mike, and Steve, was a stud for them. And I tell you what, he was just drafted. When you look at it, he was drafted in the fourth round. The kid out of Auburn, Hunter.
Jaquez Hunter.
Yes.
Jaquez Hunter is his name.
He 5'10", 210, rookie out of Auburn. He was a fourth-round pick from Philadelphia, Mississippi. I guess, isn't that where Marcus Dupree's from?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, Mike, I was like, man, that's who we needed, number two running back. I was pointing at. No, he had some chunk plays and runs. I was like, whoa. That looks like, I don't know, I don't think we would have made the tackle in there. That would have been about a 60-yard. You never want to give up those type of runs. And then he had one in the latter part, a two-minute, that also was impressive. Kyron Williams had a nice one, a 15-yard run. But overall, Cam Jordan, good run support. But like I said, Jaquez having those two big runs. But I'll say it was a defensive battle throughout that the way I'm looking at it right now, the way we practice in, and now we're going to see what's going to happen Sunday, is that we better be in low-scoring games, or we're not going to win for sure. Like, I just don't see us being in no shootout ever to win. So we need our defense to kick butt and maybe be opportunistic, taking away the football.
When you say low-scoring, Cannon, how much are you hoping that the defense is giving up then a game?
Definitely has to be over under 20 points.
Okay.
And that should be enough winning defense. To be realistic, I'm saying right now, I hope 16 or less. You know, it
good luck with like that one, Bob. That 16 or less, that's a small number.
I know, it looks like it would be, I don't know, just watching, you know, you used to like explosive plays, but we'd watch Tom Brady and Drew Brees and all, so man, this game would be very entertaining. I don't know, today looked like the practice, and it was highly competitive. It was good for the defense. It'd have been, I don't know, it'd been like a 13-10 type of game. But I can tell you, without Matthew Stafford, and the Rams supposed to have high expectations because, you know, they almost overtook the Eagles to have a chance in the snow to go to the Super Bowl. Or, you know, look how far they went in the playoffs. But without Stafford, I think the Rams are going to disappoint. But this is good for the Saints. They got 80-some plays. They had a lot of plays that they're able to practice as far as the guys that aren't going to be playing on Sunday. Like DeMario Davis, they were bringing it. And Chase Young, they were playing at game speed and showing a lot of emotion and passion. And like I said, I was watching the majority of that. I go, man, we're kicking the Rams' ass. But then the Rams are kicking our butt on the other field too.
Yeah.
So
Bob, was Dylan Radunz working with the ones at left guard?
Well, Mike, I'd have to ask more with Jeff on that one. Like I said, I was more focused on, and the notes that I kind of got from him was more on the chunk plays, the big plays.
Okay.
That we did. Brandon Cooks did good again today. You know, it's a receiving core, 2 days in a row, but nothing really to run right home about as far as we blocking them up front, and not only we couldn't run up the middle, we can't pass block. No, Mike, it wasn't
that good. Ain't good.
No, and so I don't know, man, and I don't know. Before you know it, the week one, the first game is going to be here, and so. I mean, again, I'm hoping right now what I'm seeing is our defense is going to be opportunistic. I think they're going to play hard for Coach Staley. We're going to get it done, and we can win on special teams. Then I see us having a fighting chance. But if our defense don't have our A game that Sunday, I think we're in trouble.
Well, Cannon, we're going to take a break here real quick. When we get back, we'll delve back into Bobby Hebert's notebook. He's in California with the Saints' final practice of training camp out west. They'll be flying home tomorrow. We'll hear more from the Cajun Cannon right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rocking and rolling here at the Treasure Chest Casino for a weekend kickoff. Steve Geller, Mike Dettelier. Also, welcome into the radio huddle is Bobby Hebert, whose notebook is brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Cajun Canning, you mentioned you had eyes on the Saints defense today, and yet Justin Blackmon has been a really standout addition. You mentioning being able to get those turnovers has been the pick magnet for this team the last couple of days, but seems to really solidify that unit. Him and Reed together seem to be a great combo in the safety room.
Here's the thing, Bob. Is his shoulder well enough to tackle? Because I watched him last year. Man, he could still play the pass, but, man, his tackling was an adventure because he tore that labrum week one. And you got a lot of people that say, oh, you got to be a tough guy and play. He played 16 games and started, and what did it do? Man, everybody was, man, I don't want him now. He tackles so bad. And realize he had labrum surgery to come from So how's his tackling been?
No, he's coming up. He's tackling. Mike, the one who missed the tackle today when Kyron Williams in the 2 minute at the end was Reed.
Okay.
And Kyron Williams ended up getting like a 15-yard gain. So, and that's when Jimmy G finally looked like, I guess, the old Jimmy G 49er Jimmy G, where in Davante Adams plus 20 and in Puka plus 15 over the middle. And that was his best period. But that was 20% of the time. 80% of the time, though, he was very inaccurate. But, you know, when you're talking about Blackmon, what he was able to do, now this is some, I don't know if Reed even has an interception, OTA's minicamp or training camp, but it's like 3 days in a row now, as far as 3 days, the last three practices, Blackmon has had an interception every practice. So that's three practices in a row, and then now not good for Rattler yesterday when they were practicing against each other. It was 2 days in a row that he kind of ended practice, that being Rattler, and Blackmon came up with the interception, but they didn't have officials there yesterday, and I think Blackmon took advantage. I couldn't see who had kind of grabbed Olave. They didn't have no officials, so they might have been cheating on that interception a little bit, considering the outcome. But Blackmon still caught it. It hit his hands. You know who's dropped two interceptions 2 days in a row? And I mentioned it earlier at the beginning of practice, like third or fourth play, Ugo dropped one, and he dropped one yesterday. Well, you know, when it hits your hands, come on, you got to catch it. And so that's something that he knows he has to do that. And that's the difference, you know, you make the team or not, if, you know, they count on you. Because what Ugo could do, he could play in the slot, he could play safety, he could play that nickel safety.
Right.
And as a backup. Now, the one thing they did yesterday against our team that we haven't seen, that was, I guess you'd describe it as like truly a trick play for us. Like a Shuck hit a shovel pass to Jack Stahl, you know, right at the middle, and that had been a plus 4 yard touchdown. And so whenever you see that type play, you know, I say, whoa, that's a play we haven't seen in training camp. And then there was another play that, and this was involved with Mason Tipton, and it was kind of you know how Kelsey and I run that pass. This would happen. It was a trick play where Rattler hits Mason Tipton on a drag route, and you know it's gonna be a nice, good 7-8 yard gain. Then all of a sudden he just throws it on the sidelines backwards to Belvis Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And ends up being a touchdown. So trick the defense. You ever seen Kelsey and the Chiefs try that play?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Well, the Saints, we got that in our playbook. I go, whoa. I said, now that was on a 7-on-7 drill. There wasn't no lineman. But I said, if that play was coming out on time, and the lineman couldn't stop that play. So the defense got fooled on that one. And whenever you see that tight play, like I said, in that shovel pass touchdown, that was encouraging. To see Kellen Moore, that coming out the playbook. You know who's had good practices building upon, you know, what he was able to do in the first preseason game against the Chargers? Will he do it against the Jaguars? It's Fadel Diggs. Mm-hmm. Good practices in California. The 6'4", 257-pound, the rookie, the 7-round pick from Syracuse. He's been building upon, you know, what he's the skins he's put on the wall, and that's always a good sign, you know, when you see something like that.
But Bob on Fidel Diggs, he had played at A&M. He always had his hand in the dirt as a defensive end. You watched him at Syracuse. More than half the time, he was a stand-up sort of hybrid outside linebacker, pass rusher. And I envision that's what Brandon Staley wants to use him here with the Saints because of his athleticism and his ability to get up the field.
No, Mike, that's exactly what he's doing. That's what they have him doing. And you can see disruptive. You know who else is disruptive? And he had the numbers when you look at, you know, in that Chargers game. It's also Chris Rumpf. He's putting quarterback pressure, quarterback hits, whatever, and he was talking smack to the Rams. I don't know, because maybe he's been in the L.A. area. No, he was talking smack. And they didn't have any fights, but a couple of times, you know, they got in each other's face, and they just kind of chicken pushing each other away.
Sure.
And so when you see something like that, you go, oh, well, that could eventually maybe have come about with a fight. But the only time I think that the coach freaked out for the Rams was when Nathan Shepard, I don't know, he treated, I guess, he said, yeah, I'm playing, and the Rams all freaking out. He took Kyron Williams, he just slammed him to the ground. It wasn't no thud. No, he tackled him. And then I can't think of his name now, their head coach.
Sean McVay.
He went crazy. He goes like, well, what are you doing? You know, like, man, we can't lose Kyron Williams right now. It's good, bad enough I don't have Matthew Stafford. But yeah, so Sean McVay was kind of lit. But that was the Saints went back and down. To me, the Rams didn't look like a contender for the NFC this year.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if Matthew Stafford's going to make
put
that
Stafford
like a,
on that like team. Yeah, put Stafford back on there.
Yeah, now talking with Deuce too about now their defensive line looks like a championship team.
Yeah,
and our defense looked like a more winning product. So yeah, it's amazing you can have all this scheme on that. Who's playing in the game? You know, who's available? Like DeMario Davis looks like he has a lot of fire in his belly. And man, we had back to back. I'm talking about just stuffing. I think that's when Coach McVay got kind of mad, because I think that they said, okay, we're going to run around at the same. DeMario Davis stuffed the run, and the very next play, Nathan Shepard, that's when he can slam Kyron Williams to the ground. So it's like, whoa, back-to-back runs, you ain't punking us. You know, really, the only time I'm looking at even Bennett or Jimmy G, they couldn't really drop back and throw. They had to do like almost like play action bootleg type stuff to even have a chance with completion. Now, like I said, with the quicker throws, you can see Davante Adams is a different cat.
Oh yeah,
and you look how big he is. You could see, even though I think Kool-Aid's made great strides, that I think they would probably say, okay, if you're going to put Kool-Aid on an island against Davante Adams, I could see that in the game plan. And I don't know, Mike, the last couple of times we played against Puka Nacua, have we stopped him?
No.
So you can see his flashes too, and you know, they run jet sweep with him. I mean, I'm just looking at, he's running a jet sweep, and it didn't look like a pretty run, but I'm like, I don't know, that would have fell forward for 8 yards at least, you know. So you always see the main players that you're familiar with is still making plays, most of them.
Bobby, thanks for dissecting today's joint workout over there in California. I know you're going to be you flying back tonight or tomorrow?
No, flying back tomorrow with the whole crew. We'll be leaving in the tomorrow morning, in the morning. And, we're going to go a little early because Hall's got to turn in the rental car. So, but we're going to get there. And, we'll be going and flying, John Wayne Airport. Everyone knows John Wayne. Go to John Wayne Airport in Orange County to Austin, Texas. And Austin to the Big Easy.
We'll look forward to talking to you then. Pre-game on Sunday for Saints Jaguars, man. Thanks a lot for the time.
All right, Bob.
You have Saints football come Sunday in the Dome.
Who that, Cannon?
Who that?
Bobby's Notebook brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. Be right back with more at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.